Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you ever heard of the Flying Walendas? Most people haven't. I mean, time moves on. The Flying Walendas started their circus act in 1922. It was a high wire act, many family members involved, the famous pyramid, and they did their show without a net. They were high up in the ground on the high wire, no net whatsoever. As a matter of fact, several times the troupe fell. One time nobody got hurt, and eventually Carl Valenda actually died from a fall on the high wire. And it's in the family. The family is just in the family tradition, and the grandson Nick has taken it up. You might have even heard Nick. You know, this is the guy who walked across the Colorado Ridge River Gorge on a high wire with the wind blowing. Imagine that. Just a cable, and you're, 1,000, 1,500 feet above the ground, nothing below you, nothing but a balance bar, and you're walking across a cable. Whoa. You really have to be decisive if you're doing that, don't you? The Flying Valendas were a family group. Many of the family went on to perform, but they always did it with style, and they did it without a net below them. But they had to be decisive. They had to react to what was going on. If the wind was blowing, they had to balance themselves. If the cable started shaking a little bit, they had to rebalance themselves. And don't we have to do the same thing in business? Aren't we on a tight rope, a tight wire all the time, every single day? We can have the best business plan in the world, but reacting in business is as important as the plan. If the Flying Valendas had not reacted to the conditions that occurred while they were out on the high wire, they would fall and they would die. If we don't react to the conditions in our business, modify our plan, think of what we're doing, think of the next step, look around, see what's happening, change things, well, the business isn't going to do well. If an employee leaves, we need to react to it. We need to get another ad in. We need to network. We need to find the right person. If we have a customer complaint, we need to relate to that customer complaint. If we have a shortage of materials or product, we need to react. We can't wait. Reaction time is important in business. You know, imagine driving a car in NASCAR at Daytona at 220 miles an hour, side by side, three wide. Make one little mistake, you're going to pile up 20, 30 cars. In business, it's the same thing. We have to be thinking business all the time. We have to be aware of what's going on. We can't just say, I'll think about it tomorrow. We have to be quick. We have to be nimble. We have to understand exactly what we do. We have to come up with options. And then we have to be decisive and make a decision. And we also have to teach people around us, our coworkers, our employees, how to think, how to react, how to be in action, not how to be passive and just wait for something to happen. We can't wait in business. We have to make it happen. If we don't make it happen, if we don't make the business happen, if we don't find the prospect, if we don't find the get the appointment, if we don't make the close, nothing happens. And if that's not happening, how are you going to react? So every single day, you're looking at your business, you're looking at the conditions of your business, and you're saying to yourself, what do I need to do today to make it better? And if you're saying, which I hear often, I'm putting out fires all the time, well, that's not the kind of reaction I'm talking about. If we're putting out fires all the time, then we need to either go back and train our people, rethink our marketing plan, rethink the people that work for us, and rethink about why we have that problem. But you'll get hit with scenarios that you can't imagine. That's just part of what happens in business. And the successful business people don't get upset. They don't get stressed. They just go, what's the solution to this problem? And sometimes you have to dig really deep to find the solution to the problem. So reacting is very important in business, just as it is in NASCAR, football, the High Wire Act, ballet. It doesn't matter what it is. You've got to be prepared, and you've got to be prepared for the unexpected. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.